Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring my sister Bernie before you. We want to thank you for the healing that she's already had. You raised her up out of COVID. You let it happen at a time when she was able to get the medicine that cured it. We thank you for the timing. We thank you that you raised her up off that deathbed. Now, God, this mycelline gland that's in the back of her head, I feel the tremor in her head. This mycelline gland that's causing these tremors, we command that gland to be normal. And you stop in the name of Jesus. We pray that healing will take place in this body from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. God, in Jesus' name, heal. Heal this gland. You stop it. I feel the tremors. You stop, stop, stop in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, mycelline gland, you align with the word of God. You can't do this. You have no authority whatsoever in my sister's body. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, heal this gland. Make it stop these tremors. We decree in the name of Jesus that this day these tremors will stop and never return. We ask you to make her body completely healthy and whole. We ask you to heal her memory, short-term and long-term. Give her clarity of mind, always a sound mind, always clear in her mind. We declare in the name of Jesus, she never needs that cane. She never needs that walker, never a wheelchair. We claim complete healing in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, who is right here in this healing room in the lobby at the Birch, where many have been healed before. God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, heal this body and make her completely whole. I have no doubt whatsoever, none. I know this is stopping in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, no falls. God, put angels around her to hold her up. Don't let her even stumble in the name of Jesus. And we decree she was healed. With your stripes, she was healed. And we claim that healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we receive it. In the praise of the Lord. She's healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you for healing. Thank you for healing as it flows through her body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for healing her. Shandananamaki. Ibor shoto tobati. Abakananamaloto. Iporia shindananamadoto. Ipakata. Hallelujah. Do you know that song, The Only Real Peace?
That song? What is it?
It's called The Only Real Peace That I Have. Dear Lord is in you. You ever heard that? The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all my frustrations, I need you, and I know I do. And the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all life's frustrations, I need you. I know I do. Only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. You never heard that? Do Do you know any of the old songs? I sing out of the hymn book, sister.
I don't know. My brain remembers all. My brain doesn't.
I bet you if the spirit recalls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think you'll remember them, even though your memory's affected. You know, like, you remember, love lifted me. Mm-hmm. You remember that, don't you? Love lifted me. See, you can remember. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got my favorites. Did you ever have a favorite?
No, I used to sing them all.
Used to sing and play them all,
yeah,
right? Yeah. Do you read music before you lost the ability to play piano?
Yeah, I taught myself.
Wow.
Yeah, that was another prayer answer, that I could teach myself piano.
So the answer to the prayer was that you taught yourself to play the piano.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then years later, you get raised off your deathbed because you got ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you recover from COVID with a 20% chance of survival. Yeah. Well, glory to God.
Yeah. Yeah, they told my boyfriend, they said, you need to prepare for what may happen because she's as bad as we've seen. And she's our first one. But
first one in
our
your
sister,
county or your state?
The first one in my city.
First one in your city to get
but
COVID.
I live north central Carolina hospitals. The main campus was up in Riley. And they had seen several. And they were telling they coming down. Doctors coming down, and they couldn't believe when my doctor called and said she's awake.
See what I tell you? When mom came up out of that coma, they started, all those people started coming, like, what's happening? And they go, oh, people are coming to see the miracle lady. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Same testimony, really.
Yeah, they said she's awake.
Except yours was COVID, and yeah. Mom died right before me.
Oh,
but she's not dead.
She's in heaven.
I'll show you a picture
of her glory.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
praise the Lord.
But
listen, you got to praise the Lord when you get home. Yeah. Do you have some communion cups?
Girl, I praise him all the time.
No, you have to praise him for healing you today.
I'm going to.
And I don't care how many years it's been either. Do you think it's a coincidence that I've been praying for people down here? Do you? No. And somebody spoke a word of knowledge over me 2 years ago, and the Lord said, there is much for you to do. And he said some things through the lady to let me know it was him, to give her credibility that only he would have known. Because he said, you asked me for this, you asked me for that. And it was very specific.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know that.
Yeah.
So that was letting me know it was him. And he goes, there is much for you to do, and you will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What?
They kept my husband and relatives saying, you're going home.
No, you're
not
healed.
This home.
No.
You're going
no,
home.
No, not that home. You're healed
yeah.
right now in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to believe for that. And you're going to call me. And you're going to say, listen, I got to tell you something, sister. I'm starting not to shake so much.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to remember. You, do you have a hymnal?
Yeah.
All right, get out that, I got one too. Get out that hymnal and read the words of those songs. Because you say you can't remember them, I think you can. Because God will let you recall them. And those words were Holy Ghost inspired back then.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are now, some of them aren't. But the ones then, a lot of them are Holy Ghost inspired.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. You talk about the things that they wrote way, way back.
Yeah, like Fanny Crosby. Yeah, yeah.
How did they know these things?
Yes! And you know...
The people...
Okay, I am not the concierge.
That's... I'm. It's not my pizza.
That is not our pizza. Well, it could be our pizza. Do you think I should act like I'm the concierge? Like I ordered the pizza? Because you know what, Bernie?
Keep
I think
bleeding.
We might... okay. And then they motion for... We are not the concierge. And we are not allowed to let people in this building. However, if they're delivering pizza...
Why did you send him away? Why did you send him away? You could have said, he could have said Sammy Sue, and I could have said, yeah, I'm Sammy Sue. Glory to God.
Been puking all night, just from.
Well, I wouldn't have been. Glory to God. That could have had pineapple and mushroom on it. Glory to God. No, but I have a favorite one. The Unseen Hand. Did you ever play that on the piano?
The Unseen Hand?
Yeah.
No.
You don't know The Unseen Hand.
I liked The Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse. That was written by Mike Payne, and he's the pastor over in North Ridgeville. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. And then I would do, like, I'll Fly Away.
You like I'll Fly Away? Was that your favorite?
Yeah, because I know.
You remember that?
When I'm done with this body, I'm going to get to fly away.
We will fly away, that's right. Well,
and that is when my dad was dying, I sang him.
You know what, you sang I'll Fly Away, you sung him to the other side. Mm-hmm. When Mom was sick, before she came out of the coma, she had like 6 pints of blood, you know?
Mm.
And we sung, because we were talking about the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. She really had the blood of Jesus. And we sung, by her bed, we sung, The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It reaches, remember that? To the highest mountain. And that same healing power is flowing through you right now. It flows to the lowest valley, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Never lose. So you can't sing anymore?
Uh-uh.
Okay, then why aren't you singing with me?
Because
I don't care about these people that keep walking back and forth with these pizzas.
The words.
Yes.
Don't always come.
Well, then you need to read my lips.
I.
They'll come back. Read your hymnal.
Because I used to sing all the time in churches all around. And
hallelujah.
And
you liked some glad morning. Mm-hmm. When this life is over, I'll fly away.
That's what I'm gonna do.
What's the next line? To a home where joy will never end, I'll fly away. Wasn't that right? I'll fly away, oh glory. But when I sing it, I go, I'll fly away. And then I just go, well glory. Because that's what I say all the time. You heard me say it. I said, well glory. Well glory to God. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Yeah.
Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. I think I sung the second verse first because the first verse was to a home on God's celestial shore. Remember that?
Yeah.
I'll fly away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. But you know what? We're healed here. Our bodies are healed here. Because you know what? We're not going over the other side. I'm not going to die sick.
No.
Let me just tell you that. I'm not going to die sick. No flipping. What? Am I going to die sick? And you're not going to die sick either. Right? So I want you to read your hymnal that God will bring back the words to you. And read your hymnal. And if you got some communion cups or some juice or something, take communion. Because I got 6 of them yesterday, and I took it last night for my own home. And so here's the thing. Somebody said, get communion cups. Well, I couldn't afford but a set of 6 for $6.
Mm-hmm.
Spent my last $6.24. So Jesus has to heal me in 6 days because I only can afford 6
communion. He'll be there on time.
Yeah, and I just played you 4 days late. I'm hoping he shows up in 4 days. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. It's got nothing to do with me, but I am a receptacle for healing because of what I went through. And really, you should be too because Jesus raised you off your deathbed.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yep. They couldn't believe it.
Raised up out of a COVID deathbed because you got ivermectin, whatever that other one was, hydroxychloroquine, and you got better. Mm-hmm. And you got out. And then they quit giving it to people.
Yeah.
And
I couldn't understand it because then I even when I got home and I was still really weak, I just couldn't watch TV.
Well, when that was scrolling by.
Put on a movie channel.
I just watch Great American Family.
I can't take it anymore.
I watch Hallmark and Great American Family. That's all I watch. And I also watch the Daystar Network. It's a Christian television network. Christian programming. Fantastic. Do you have it?
No, I don't think
Girlfriend, you need to watch Daystar. Do you have cable?
No. I have Roku.
Well, if you have Roku, then do you have YouTube on there?
Yes.
Okay. Do a search for Daystar. Right? They have their own YouTube channel because you don't have cable. So they have their own Roku channel. And there's a show on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at noon and at 9 o'clock called Ministry Now. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a talk show, but it's really like a church service.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a talk show, but get real. I mean, the Holy Spirit is there every day.
Yeah.
Watch it, watch it, watch it. And if you can't remember it, you call me. Ministry Now. It's live.
Yeah.
It's right now.
Yeah.
Ministry Now on Daystar. And it is incredible. The guests are such a blessing. Such a blessing. And people give testimonies and stuff.
Yeah.
Super cool. Super cool. I love that. Holy Ghost. They're Pentecostal. Hey, they're Pentecostal. When people tell me that, I go, hey. Okay. So, well, I prayed for you. I didn't bring the communion cups down here because I didn't know we were going to have church in the lobby again. And God does this all the time. And every time he does it, I don't even have that on my mind. Right? And I'm like, this is not the first time. Are you getting this? Over there. That woman almost got slain in the spirit over there in the corner. And I thought, Lord, don't let her fall because I was the only one down here. I can't get her. I didn't have no catchers. You know what? Normally I sit down here and I don't see a soul. But I think this interruption, I think Satan was trying to interrupt it because I've never seen this before. Maybe once. You know what I mean? Usually it's so quiet in here and there's nobody here.
Yeah.
That was interruption. Mm-hmm. Would you say I'm not the what? I didn't order the pizza? Is that what you said? Did you tell that guy I didn't order the pizza?
I didn't order. Yeah.
I was like, well, who are you looking for?
I couldn't have made it. I would have just.
I'm telling you, if I would have let that guy in, I would have opened the door and he would have said, are you Susie Q? And I would have said, yeah. Glory to God. So, you're healed.
Yeah.
Now, don't doubt it. Don't doubt it.
I have no doubts in God's power.
Listen to
God's
this.
Ability.
And I've heard this one, all in God's timing. Well, wait a minute. Because the all in God's timing thing, that applies to some things. But it's not God's will for you to suffer until he gets around to it. So if you're already suffering, then I don't buy that.
Yeah.
God wants you to suffer longer. No, that's not scriptural.
Yeah, I was to the point when this first started, I couldn't speak.
Well, see, he healed me.
My entire body shook.
So you're not even as bad now as you were then.
Oh. You
let me know if these tremors don't start to subside, because I'm expecting to hear that. And I don't call them praise reports. I call them miracle alerts.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that? I got a praise report. No, you got a miracle alert.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad. Well, we got to get a picture.